whatever it is you enjoy about the World of Warcraft, we have a challenge for you.
Adventure.
Crafted.
Murder.
Flowers.
This is the WoW Challenges Podcast, and here's your host, Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. I'm your host, Lita. This is episode 334 on Saturday, April 22nd, 2023. Welcome, chat room. Hi, everyone listening. Thanks for joining me today. Yes, it's a solo show. Yes, it's not going to be a long show. Australian internet has been very, what's the kind word? It's not been good. So at this stage, I'm just trying to not have multiple piecing together of audios and shows, etc. But we will see how we go. So if anything happens, I will be back as soon as I can, but yeah, so hopefully we can do this in like a one shot. Anyway, chat room, hello, everyone's very busy having a chat storm up there, which is fantastic. Who's here? We've got Fair, Chris, Zaya, welcome. We've got Rudd, we've got Zap, you need to make a tune called Zap. Just thought of it then. Welcome anyone else that might be here. Welcome to the show. Thank you for giving up of some of your time to join me today. All right, let's get into it. Chris says that works too. Excellent. All right, very briefly, I did get to play some of my pacifist this week, which was good. Not a lot. I've not had time to do much WoW at all. Again, we've been severely understaffed at work, so work's been kicking my ass very badly, which is fine. It is what it is. Got to work to do these things, so that's okay. I just have not had time to do much, but I have been slowly working on my Tauren Druid the last couple months, very slowly. But she dinged 58 a few days ago, which was very exciting. So I'm like, yes, she's slowly getting there. So I've just mostly been trying to work on doing the dailies over at Thunderbluff, because it's Thunderbluff. I know some people might think Thunderbluff is not a very good place for you to be, Lita, considering the amount of times that you fall off things, but Thunderbluff is not too bad, and I do have my druid flight form hotkeyed. So we're slowly but surely doing that. And I was able to get a little bit of Noble Garden, where I went down to Bloodhoof and did a couple of the quests down there on her, which was good. It was very helpful. And obviously having a little bit of rested XP helps as well. So, you know, but that's pretty much all I got done. So I'm happy with that. They're slowly, but surely, very slowly, making their way towards max level. So yeah, and she's my one and only druid, isn't she? I can't remember. Or do I have another one? Fair says my passy druid probably passes you in the night. She lives there too. Yes, sometimes I see you on, sometimes I don't. Absolutely. Will be exciting when the patch 10.1 comes in, which is, oh, hang on, where are we? A week and a bit. Cross faction guilds. mixed guilds, yes, is very exciting. I don't know about you guys, but I'm really hoping, and I think this would be something that would be fantastic also for teams, and obviously teams is not ready yet, but at the moment, say for my husband and I to group up when he's on his main and I'm on my main, which one of each faction, so he's Alliance, I'm Horde. We can obviously go and do some stuff, but for questing per se, it's very limited. As we know, it's very limited to be able to do those things. If we were doing dungeons, yes, you know, they've had this in for some time to be able to do dungeons with both factions, which again would work for teams and be a bit of a trial, I'm sure, but would be nice though to be able to have like proper questing with the cross factions, and I wonder if that will be something that might come in now that they're, you know, bringing in the cross faction guilds. We've already got cross faction dungeons in place, so I suppose TBD, we'll see. Yeah, fair. I wish they would allow that. I think it would be easier, and especially, you know, we are getting teams ready to go, and it would be very exciting to see a cross-faction team, you know, go forward and be able to make it to max level. That, obviously, once teams are ready, but that would be exciting. So, I guess we wait and see. We wait and see. All right. Cross factions? ? Possibly, Zaya. Hang on, let me write it down so I'll try and remember. Cross factions. Yeah, Chris, I agree. She says so excited for cross factions. It's been a long time coming. Now, what is this? This is, we're coming up to our, what, 20th anniversary this year? Brilliant. Can we all just get along? Yes, I think quite a few of us have been saying that for some time. I know I have. I like that. Let me write that one down. Can we all just get along? And you know what? We might talk about that a bit more next week, considering with the patch 10.1 is coming out. I wasn't going to do so much of that today, but, you know, thoughts that fly through my head right at, you know, going live time. That's what you get. So I guess we will see, but it would be very exciting to be able to have a bit more options. We seem to be working more together as factions. I think the old days, especially those of that have played from vanilla, where it was very centric to being faction pride, hugely being faction pride. And I even remember back then that if one of your friends left your faction to go play the other faction, it was highly controversial. You know, I always thought, and of course, back then, you couldn't have the same factions on the same realm. So you had to jump over to a completely different realm. Alliance isn't just for 12-year-olds anymore. Exactly. Oh, I remember those days so well, Chris says. It's, yeah, like, what are we? We're a 20-year-old game. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. But I don't know about you guys. I'm assuming everyone here is still playing. Hopefully still loving playing World of Warcraft. I do. I'm just, my time has been very limited of late. Well, it's been for a while, but you know, we go through cycles. Don't we? It's a bit like seasons. We go through that. Zaya says, I've always had two mains, one human and one orc. Awesome. I love that, Zaya. Mind you, you are like your level of being an alcoholic is up here. Bit like my husband. You guys are like up here. And here I am barely touching any of my alts. And flat out trying to just play my main at times. I feel I am a bad alcoholic at times. It's yes. Fair says, so hard to believe it's been almost 20 years. I know. I was talking to one of the guys from work Friday afternoon. And, you know, as you do, you know, what you doing on the weekend? You having a good weekend? You know, what's it up to? And I normally say, yeah, I've got stuff to do on Saturday. I've got a podcast, you know, and I normally just say I've got a podcast to do on Sunday. So that keeps me fairly busy. And, you know, some people just kind of let it slide because whether they know what a podcast is or not, I don't know. Some people go, podcast? What do you mean you do a podcast? So then invariably that starts a whole conversation of, well, I live stream because I run a community. And the first thing he said to me, oh, so what, you play Call of Duty? And I'm like, no. No, I play World of Warcraft. He goes, I've never played it. I think my brother does. I've heard of it. I said, I've been an undead warlock for about 20 years. So we had a nice little, you know, like a gaming chat for about, you know, a few minutes while I'm sorting out mail and all that kind of thing. So, yes, Brilliant says, for the Horde, always and forever. Absolutely. Chris, I feel so behind for this patch. I feel so behind for this expansion. Actually, even for the end of last expansion, I look at things and go, I need to go back to doing that. But, you know, chasing the mounts in Zeth Mortis and I'm just like, hi, yeah, one day. One day. So I says, I hate to have an alt not at max level. Somehow I think we all agree, Zaya, that would be, you love to chase that. So I think that's great. Fair. So hard to believe it's been almost 20 years. My husband's main was always a Tauren and me a Night Elf. I love that. Cross, it's amazing what, you know, opposing factions do. And as most of you guys know, obviously, Execute and I are coming up to being 2 years married in a couple months. And this is how we met. And, you know, again, for those of you that were there for the wedding or saw the live stream, etc., it was part that played within the wedding of being that opposing, the opposing factions and how it brought us together. How on earth was that 2 years ago? I know, right? 2 years. Coming up to our 2 year wedding anniversary, which is cotton. So, yeah. So there you go. Some fun facts about later. But, yeah, it's crazy. Time does fly. Again, we're nearly at the end of April. I swear to God. Like, weren't we just starting January like a week or so ago? Time is something that goes very fast unless you watch it. Zaya said, yep. Agree. What do they say? A watched kettle never boils. Is it that one? A watched pot never boils. Something like that. I know my grandma used to say that a bit when we do cooking, baking, back when I was a kid. But yes, no watching the pots. Absolutely fair. So yeah, so it's is interesting. Even I don't know if you guys find those that work or that have, you know, have worked, that there are currently some days that you just like start the day, then you kind of get to lunchtime and you're like, wow, that the morning's gone, what have I done? You've done lots, but it really doesn't feel like it. And then the next thing you're like, I've got half an hour left, I'm, you know, still trying to play catch up some days. That's how it feels at work at the moment. It's just like it's all going on, but yeah, I guess it's good to be busy, right? Anyway, there we go. Some chat time with Leda. That's what we'll call that. Anyway, let's get on to the news. Where's my little bumper?
Breaking down news from the World of Warcraft.
Ah, Rogue Slayer. Sending much love out to her and Julie. I think they're busy renovating and doing all sorts of fun things over where they are. So, sending much love to them. Alright, the only things I had down for news, there's just a couple of things. And really, probably, I just wanted to more give you guys, like, the heads up. So, I'll mention it next week's show as well. But Volunteer Guard Day is coming up from the 28th to 29th of April. So, please, you know, pop that in your calendar. Be aware that it is coming up. It's not this week, but again, just making sure. So if you're in Stormwind or Ogrimmar during those time, obviously pacifists, you don't want to be around that. I must admit, I'm just trying to think if I did it last year on Leta. I know I did the previous year. I can't remember. I may have done gone and killed like the 10 guards or whatever the quest thing is. But obviously, you know, just again, be careful. So if this is a prep week to be ready for next week, you know, you might want to focus more on maybe pacifists this week so you're not taking them out so much in those couple of days next week. You know, that might be way. That's probably what I would look at. That's if I can get time to sit down and get into game. Chris says, can't wait to slay invaders. Who's the invader, Chris? Is it like Darth Invader? I don't have it, no. I was going to say, I need one of those things, you know. I can't do it. I can't do voices, you guys know that. But, you know, just think of Darth Vader. if he goes to Stormwind, yes. Alright. Obviously, Leader's in a funny mood today. Also, another thing to keep you in forethought, Children's Week begins May 1st. So, that's going to be fun. When does patch 10.1? Is that May 2? I'm just trying to think if that was May 1 or May 2. I wonder if they'd patch it back the next day. It is May 2. Okay. Alright. Patch. Okay. It'd be interesting to see if maybe they move Children's Week. Normally, they've been changing things around. Yeah. Annoying that it's at the same time. You know what, Fair? Good point. Let's have a look. Let's have a quick look on Wowhead right now. Bear with me. I can never find anything fast. what did we say? Children's Week. Good old Children's Week. Alright, they've got it down. No, the Wowhead Children's Week info at the moment says 10 a.m. starts on the 1st of the 5th and ends 10 a.m. the 8th of the 5th. So, looks like there's probably no difference. I thought maybe they might have, you know, they might have changed things around, but I guess we wait and see. So, again, heads up for those that want to utilize Children's Week with your challenge tunes for doing the quest, taking the, you know, the little children around to the various places. First to the 8th, Chris. Are you in game? What does in-game calendar say? If I may. If anyone's in game, can you check that? In-game says the same. Alright, so then I'm guessing they're not moving it because even though patch is coming in. So that's interesting. Mind you, again, this is, we know that as challenge players, quite often utilizing the world events, obviously not for Bloodthirsties. Sorry, Bloodthirsties. There is never any love for Bloodthirsty Toons when it comes to world events. We know that. But world events become very lucrative for a challenge tunes. So things like, you know, you're starting off a new challenge tune. We've got the fact that every month we have got Dark Moon Fair. Fantastic. If I could have an inn at Dark Moon Fair, I would have every single challenge tune there, that even if I only could log into them once a month, that's where they would be. Fantastic. And obviously all your other alts getting down there, get, you know, a little bit of bonus for your skills for those that have crafting. Yeah, it's very helpful. And it's just a fun place. It's, you know, it's very carnival-y. It's Dark Moon Fair music, very iconic. I think we all agree with that. And then we've got the world holidays that happen, you know, the world events that happen every year. Things like Children's Week, obviously Noble Garden, that comes very much into play, in particular for most of the challenge tunes, or for the challenges that we have. So, to be able to do the world events on a challenge tune with, would we say, chances of there being, I guess, a death. Getting some minimal risk. Thank you, Faye. You knew exactly what I was talking about. I think is definitely a great benefit for our challenge tunes. So, you know, it's really good. It's very good. So, in fact, we've got Children's Week. It will be very good for, obviously, our irons. Passies, not too bad. I don't think we can do a lot of things, but there are some things that we can do. Irons, Working Man, Green. obviously Fantastic Four, when teams are back up, you know, again, teams would be fantastic. So, you know, so we do love them. We do love having the world events, which is fantastic. So, yeah, so Children's Week is coming. Versus manageable risks, at least for passies, is prox kills aren't very manageable. Yeah. Passies is probably the only one that I would say out of all the challenges that we have that can do world events, there is that higher risk. Because again, as we know, prox kills. All you need, and it is so, again, so finicky with like just people killing around you, and all of a sudden you're not doing anything and you get aggro. The amount of times that happen, even like Voidy's not even doing anything. I swear, Voidy's like, oh, I'm not interested, and all of a sudden, you know, someone's hit something over there, and I'm within, I don't know, I'm gonna say maybe 20 meters, 30 meters in game, and all of a sudden it's like, oh yeah, I'll take you on as well. It's like, I'm not, this is not my fight. This is not my fight, leave me alone. And there are other people doing those holiday events, hard to avoid them. Absolutely. I must admit, I don't know if you guys, and this is what I was going to ask you earlier, but world events definitely has dwindled over the years for the amount of people doing them. I think there's still those bunch of hardcore people that do them. Like, I think there's only one. What was the one that I did not do? And we're back. Okay, this is my own fault, because Lita's being chatting McChat face, and yeah, the internet is being unstable. So Twitch is telling me it's unstable. XSplit isn't. XSplit's saying it's fine. Discord's saying it's fine. Everything else is saying it's fine. My internet is saying it's fine. Twitch is saying, no, it's unstable. So, yeah, we love AussieNet. Fantastic. Anyway, let me go back there. Zion says it is quite server dependent. On Wormrest, almost nobody did Noble Garden, but on Dentdarg, Goldshire was packed. Okay. Yeah, Fair says, yeah, Noble Garden was quiet on Wormrest. Actually, I saw more at Bloodhoof Village than in Dolinar. Yeah. Bloodhoof, I find Bloodhoof Village is just fantastic horde side for running around. Anyway, okay, let's just go on. Let's try and get this. I don't need multiple parts to piece today, because it's fun, guys. It's fun. As I said, the only other thing I wanted to mention, teams are being worked on. You know that. I mentioned that last week. Still no ETA on that. We need to make sure that we get teams right before it is released. But please know, it is being worked on, and as soon as it's ready, we'll let you know. Code Wardens are freaking fantastic. Very lucky we've got them in the chat. Thanks, guys. Appreciate Zaya, Rod, everything you guys do. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Cannot stress that enough. Thank you. Alright, let's do State of the Challenges. Let me see how this goes. Twitch is still telling me it's unstable. So I will try and get this done as fast as I can, so we don't have too many more issues, hopefully. So we'll see how it goes. Anyway, irons. We have got 8 irons this week. Fantastic. At number 8, we have got Ezekiel at level 35, but RIP. 7 is Ironaby at level 37. 6 is Wise Fox at level 38. I'm guessing that's Fox's new too. Cool. 5 is Iron Horror at level 47. 4 is Azzy at level 51. Azzy's back doing irons. Since when? He is back? Nice. Number 3 is Nurong Piggy. Apologies, you guys know I butcher names, so apologies if that is wrong, at level 54. Number 2 is Attempt 3. Great name. Level 60, but RIP. And number 1 this week for irons is Priester at level 63. Stir busy churning over the irons. Fantastic. All right. Bloods this week. We've got 6 bloods. So Grimmy at level 10, but they are yellow flagged because their kills granting experience is too low. So the balance of that'll pick up once they, I mean, they're only level 10. So once they get back into killing, that should balance itself out. But go forth and kill mobs in WoW. Same. Number 5 is Wartol at level 11. 4 is Legia at level 18. 3 is Calamity Jane, level 18. 2 is Fiesta Taco at level 23. Taco's back. Number 1 is Chia at level 52. Well done, Bloods. Hey, Grant Nagus. Show title, Go Forth and Kill. I might be a little bit dicey, Chris. It's interesting. Pacifists. We've got 6 pacifists this week. Number 6, 2 Flower at level 12. 5 is Cyrodaniel, level 17. 4 is Peace Bay at level 28. 3 is Sync, level 45. 2 is Passy Lita F, level 58. That's me. Number 1 is Ferrafay at level 65. Well done, Passies. Greens. We've got 9 greens this week. I tell you what. Greens has been really popular for a little while. Again, it's so good to see. Greens, we have got, so at number 9, we've got Green Challenge at level 12. 8 is Fairy Sola at level 19. 7 is Chris 3 at level 32. 6 is Farah Alyssa at level 42, RIP. Oh. Number 5 is Rofe at level 62. 4 is Chris 1 at level 63. Number 3 is Chris 2 at level 63. That's great. Number 2 this week, Green Pew. T-W. Green P-T-W? Yep. Level 63. And number 1 is Seth at level 66. Look at those numbers on the green. That's fantastic. Fair, what happened? Very sad. Yes. So sorry to hear that. See what she says. All right, working men, we've got 4 got knocked off a cliff. Oh no, where was that at? Let me know. Working men, 4 this week. At number 4, we've got Oh Wow at level 10, but RIP. 3 is Elsabetta at level 14. 2 is Ironbow at level 21. And number 1 for Working Men this week is Xia Weilin at level 64. Pandaria, the Hunter Chief. Oh, that's a shame. Fair. All right, tins this week. We had 2 tins. Number 2 is Helgarin at level 29, and number 1 is Pure Tin at level 40. Which great job all, Chris says. Absolutely. Rudd says that's me. Which one was you, Rudd? Rudd, which one? I've forgotten. Seth? I always get confused. Sorry, guys. You know I'm easily confused. Maybe because I've not had enough coffee or sleep or just that's what I am. It's probably the latter. Coffee is good, though. Festus thought I was backed up against a wall, but he knocked her sideways. Oh. Don't you hate that when you think, yep, okay, I'm in the right thing, and then that happens. Rudd, Warrior and Monk Worgen. Well done. 66 and 62. Well done, Rudd. That's awesome. Well done, guys. All right, let's find this bumper. Let's do it.
Hey, yo, it's Chit-Chat!
Okay, there's our favorite goblin, Zortzy Zortz. All right, all I've got for you, I found like 3 cute little jokes. So we're doing all of them because, you know, we do like our cute jokes and puns. So the first one is, what did the grape say when it got crushed? Nothing. It just let out a little whine. Okay. The other one I've got, what do sweet potatoes wear to bed? Yummies. Alright, Tiber. Let's do Tiber's stolen joke of the week. Astronaut 1. I can't find any milk for my coffee. Astronaut 2. In space, no one can hear you scream. Here, use cream. Here, use. I like it, Tiber. I like it a lot. Probably more than I should. I love it. All right. I have one more joke. Anyone else got a joke they want to throw into the chat? Go for it now. The last one I've got for you, because as I said, I found 3 different things. Well, okay, 2 food related, 1 not. Why don't pirates know the alphabet? Because they keep getting lost at sea. I had to. I could just see Johnny Depp. You know the gifts I'm talking about. I'm sure some of you do. Alright, anyone got any other jokes? Have I missed anything that I need to mention? Please throw it in. We will do the Iron Elites. Let me grab my little cute little heart. Picture to say thank you, sending the love to you all, but especially to our Iron Elites. All right, we have got Awesome Trousers, Execute Fair, Chris W, Lita, Mac, Mr. Nisi, Mrs. Rock Guru, Nisi, Rudd, Stir, Stone, Tiber, aka Tiber, Winema, Zaya, Zep. Thank you all so much for your support with helping for the website. It's greatly appreciated. For everyone else, thank you for all the hanging out in the chat room today, giving up some of your time, liking, retweeting, all those things. It's much appreciated, guys. Thank you. Oh, I have to thank wonderful mods for all the things that you do. Thanks, guys. Especially thank you for being here in the chat room. So to Awesome Trousers, Execute, Fair, Chris, Nisi, Zaya, and Stir, wherever he is probably busy leveling Priester. Thanks, guys, for looking after things when I am busy IRL. So thank you very much. Of course, huge thank you to our Code Wardens. As I said, they are doing so much work behind the scenes to keep things moving and to sort things like Teams to get that working again. Thank you, Rod. Thank you, Zaya. Much appreciated. And to everyone that is here in the chat, again, let's go through. We've got Fair, Chris, Zaya. We've got Prillian. Grand Nagus is here. Rod, Tiber, Zep. I don't know about the other names, if they're bots or not. If you're not a bot, say hi. But thanks, guys, for coming to hang out with me. I will be back next week, which will be Saturday, April 29th at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. So we will discuss the upcoming, obviously, patch 10.1 there. So we'll talk about that next week, which will be. There we go. Don't forget, you can find us over at the website, which is wowchallenges.com. All the information for our socials are there, like Discord, Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, YouTube channels. If you want to listen to the podcast, you can certainly go to places like Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, and Stitcher Radio to hear it, download it. If you've got any questions, anything you want to know, if you want to put your hand up and say, hey, I'd like to come on the show and have a chat about something, about your challenges, what you've been doing, etc., again, reach out, let me know. Send me an email, podcast@wowchallenges.com. If you've got screenshots for the background, not my immediate background, but the big background that I use when I stream, they are all current screenshots. Always looking to add more in. Please shoot me an email. Again, podcast@wowchallenges.com. Quite happy to add more of them in. It's always good to get other people's perspectives of what you guys capture it within the game. And you know, I like screenshots. It's a bit of fun. Alright, where you can find me, easiest thing is check out my Linktree profile, which is Lita Wow. It has all the list of all the places you can find me. So Linktree/LetaWow, LetaWow. Alright, did I miss anything? No, I think we're done. Thanks, guys. See, chatty, my chat face that I am. I wasn't expecting to go this long, but anyway. Big thank you to Mr. Nisi again on the intro. We love our intro. Huge thank you. You can find him on Discord. He is now Mr. Nisi. He was Mr. Bright 01. He's now known as Mr. Nisi, which we love that. Also, huge thank you to my husband for helping me with the outro. So, Execute, thank you so much. Appreciate him for doing that.
No worries, mate.
Did you guys hear that? It'd be interesting to see if they actually heard that. But yes, we do appreciate his help in many bits and pieces. So thank you for that. All right. Well, on that note, guys, again, you woke up. Yes. On that, thank you all for being here. Please have a wonderful week. Stay safe both in and out of game. I will catch you here next week. Bye, guys.
The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Leta, copyright 2022. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. Music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod at Incomputech.com as well as from bensound.com. No copyright infringement is intended.